right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look. You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Oh, fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey,
how's it going?
Sup?
A little cold outside, yeah. Luckily, not in here. It's a little hot.
Yeah,
in here,
it's you know
no,
what it
it's
is.
Nice in here.
It's
yeah.
The it's gonna be hot by the end of it somehow.
Yeah.
Every time. I don't
this
know.
Room gets ridiculously hot.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
It's giant radiator sticking out of the wall
well,
over there,
and all the equipment running. I don't think helps probably either.
I thought it was all the hot air that comes out of this.
Oh, hello.
Hey, I'm sorry. It was too easy. It had
wow,
to be done.
I cannot believe you said that. About OG.
But with it being 22 degrees outside.
Yeah, you know what it is, though?
Okay.
It's not even that. If it's still and you walk outside and it's like the 22 degrees
yeah.
or whatever, it's fine. It's
right.
That biting winter wind.
Binter wind.
The binter wind. I can't speak English today. I don't know what it
happens.
Is. But yeah, that biting winter, it's just like in the bones
yeah,
kind of thing.
It
doesn't matter what you're wearing.
It goes through you,
yeah,
and
that's
it hurts
what
it, a little.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what it is. That's what gets
kinda
me.
Kind of like the
oh.
Amazing Spider-Man trailer.
We'll
do you know
get
what,
to it.
Do you know what I learned today?
What did you learn
How
today?
They measure wind chill.
How do they, in fact,
because I always thought it was bullshit. You know, they're
right.
like, oh, it's 5 degrees. Feels like -2.
Right.
What the fuck does that mean, feels like? You're a meteorologist. You have one of the worst areas of science, but you're using science, right?
Right.
So over the
sort
years,
of.
It's evolved over time a lot. But right now, I believe the way they measure it is that if you are walking at 1.3 miles per hour.
Right.
Right. The way that you feel wind on your face,
uh-huh.
0 degrees. And it involves when they used to leave a water bottle out.
Okay.
And how fast it froze was what wind chill was and what
okay.
it felt like. So in order to make a scale that correlated to that, they measured how cold it was when walking, depending on the wind speed. It's just bullshit, but it is a legitimate scale that they are currently using.
I mean, it makes sense.
Well, the point
know.
Is, you know, you've never watched the weather and they've been like, hey, it's 20 degrees, but feels like 15. You're like, what the fuck
what the hell does
feels
that mean?
Like
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
And the point is there is science behind it. So go ahead, Google that. I won't bore the rest of you guys with that too much.
It's okay. You don't have to. We were having a scientific
conversation. You have
you have
actually
what?
Fallen asleep on this podcast enough times where you joking isn't funny.
That's right. And we just kind of, we almost ignore it at this point.
That's it. Pull the curtain back.
Well, with that riveting chatter about snoring and wind chill,
yeah,
I say we move forward with this episode.
Let's heat things up, shall we?
There you go.
What number is this?
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 311.
The Desolation of Scapegoat.
That's right.
Just because we can't come up with anything else.
Because you came in here and laid waste to our studio.
I did.
With
I
your
breathed
chatter
fire.
About Windchill.
I just breathed fire.
All right.
No, well, of course, we're celebrating the release of the second Hobbit
of course.
Movie this week, The Desolation of Smaug. I'm kind of really sick of the way they're saying Smaug in the commercials.
I'm convinced the only people who are saying Smaug are people who have no clue.
And your son.
Well, yeah, but my son, he's two. He gets a pass.
Smaug.
And he hasn't that tried to
your,
say Smaug
That is
yet.
Your son.
Jenny.
That is your... Jenny. No, his son has an accent for certain words. It's hysterical. His
apple
wife and
sauce.
I apple sauce. Hot dog. We tried to get him to say Santa Claus the other day, but he ran right over it. Claus. So
there you go. All right, let's
Smaug.
Let's do
Scapegoat.
This.
Scapegoat.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
All right. So, trailers.
Let's all go to the lobby.
There are three that
let's
we're going
to
discuss.
Let's all go to
we
the
knew
lobby.
This was coming, didn't we?
I just ignore
let's
it.
All go
just like
to
I
the
ignore
lobby
the snoring. It's so much easier.
Get ourselves a snack.
All right. The one we've all seen in this room is Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Well, let's not get crazy. It wasn't really amazing.
Well,
despite that it was called that.
Well, it looked like cutscenes from a video game.
Well, what it really looked like was a movie with three villains.
Yes.
And potentially
five.
Two more. Yeah.
Can anyone name a movie where three villains was a good idea?
Go.
And not off the top of my head.
Well, why don't you call the GVM line?
425-920-6050.
There's a way to generate zero calls because that's never happened.
I mean, technically speaking, the Star Wars films have two villains. So
right.
Two were.
So if you added one more, that would be
three. Who are the two villains?
Sith and the other. There's always two, right? So it's Vader and the Emperor are the two villains.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Right? You could say Dooku and Maul are the two villains. Come on. Vader and the Emperor are clearly two distinct villains. In Empire,
all right,
at least.
I'll give you, if it stops this ridiculousness, I'll give you the two.
Okay.
But can't name three.
No, absolutely not.
Let me name a few. Spider-Man 3, the original series.
Right, it was a problem.
No, that was bad. How about, I know, Batman and Robin.
Also a problem.
Oh, yeah, that was bad, too. Yeah, come on.
I know.
Hell.
I know. But they do tease the Vulture and they do tease Doc Ock.
Hold on. I have another one for you. Dark Knight Rises. The
Talia, probably
the weakest one of the three.
That is.
Had three villains.
No. Talia.
Who?
Talia.
Bane.
Bane and Scarecrow.
No.
He's in it.
No, those are
he's
two.
He's in it.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
first of all,
kind of a wash,
that
though.
Is a good movie.
I'll give you Talia and Bane.
And
it's
second of all,
movie,
that is not.
But I'll give you
no,
Talia
no.
and Bane.
No, it's not.
It is a terrible movie.
Of the
movie.
Three of them, it's the weakest.
We will save this for a OG corner.
Yeah, we will agree.
I will come into your corner and we will fight about it.
And you know what I'll bring to that show in order to tell you how bad the movie is? Bane's balls. Because they were removed from the character.
All right, enough.
In that film.
Enough. We don't need to talk about that right now. Right. But that's two villains and a cameo.
Three
right.
villains.
And I
bullshit.
You, yeah. But
I'm not giving you Dark Knight Rises.
I'm not,
Scarecrow
yeah, I'm,
is a
I'm
judge.
Agreeing, I'm agreeing him with
yeah,
him on
come
this one.
On.
I'm not giving you Scarecrow on that one. But let's talk about Amazing Spider-Man 2. I don't care. It looks like a bunch of cutscenes. Electro kind of looks cool when he's
no,
zipping
he doesn't.
Around. But
he looks like
it.
Powder.
He
what's his
okay.
name? John Patrick Flannery in Powder. That's what he looks like.
But I,
really, well, are you going to defend this movie?
No,
after
no,
you,
no. I am
oh,
not
please.
Defending the movie. The only thing I'm saying is
because
the effect of Electro
right.
zipping around
wasn't as bad as
and what about Michael?
Okay.
Michael Bay's Rhino.
Well, look, I'm not defending the film. The only positive thing I said is that Electro looks kind of cool zipping around. That's it. That's not a defense of the
so,
film.
So no, we all know terrible. They're trying to introduce Sinister Six, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, there are those.
Except
first
there's
all,
only the Sinister Five so far.
Well,
alluded to.
Right. So aside from
well,
the fact
they're
going to
bring
see,
back Croc. Not Croc.
Lizard. Aside from the fact that you see Doc Ock's arms and Vulture's wings.
Clearly.
In that one scene. Uh-huh. You also see that one cut
also
with
created,
the six cells.
Also created by
Oscorp. You see the six cells labeled 1 through 6. I mean, uh-huh. it's pretty fucking obvious where they're going with that for 3. But yeah, but I don't get why Oscorp is creating villains.
And let's talk about the kid from Chronicle.
Who's he playing?
The Green Goblin.
Looks okay.
No, he doesn't.
Sure he does.
What is wrong with you? He looks like David Bowie.
Or Jack Frost.
No. I don't mean... Sorry. I don't mean he looks good as the Green Goblin.
He himself as a human looks
okay?
Yeah,
he looks okay as Osborn.
Look. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Ugh. All right, so let's move past
And he's
that.
Harry. Hello, he's not Norman.
He is Harry and not Norman.
But we see Norman laying, dying in a bed. It just gets worse and worse. And people who are defending it, it kind of looks cool.
No,
like
that.
There's a gentleman that we know. His name is Markel. He has a podcast somewhere, something. And he's like, defend, man, it looks so good. Look at all the villains. And it looks like garbage.
Yeah, no, I don't have any. I have no faith.
Garbage.
No faith in
me. I don't know. I'm sure it'll end up being entertaining, whether it's entertaining bad.
Sure it will. The way Superman was entertaining, because it sucked a dick. All right.
Let's move on to the other trailers.
Yep.
Godzilla, which you did not see, Scapegoat, but me and Big Kev did see.
So here's things to come out of Godzilla.
Bryan Cranston?
Bryan Cranston. Visually.
It looks good.
It looks really good.
Sure.
Most importantly, two things they got correct this time.
Okay.
One, Godzilla looks like Godzilla.
That helps.
Two, he sounds like Godzilla.
He does not look like a mutated raptor.
That's right. He sounds like Godzilla, uh-huh. And he looks like Godzilla. So I'm all for this movie.
And actually, I'm going to say three things. I could be mistaken on this, but isn't it actually in Tokyo as well?
I think it is. I'm not sure. I saw a lot of American faces in the trailer.
A lot of American faces, but I'm taking that to be this has become like this global...
Oh,
you
small
know,
world.
Response to... Helping defeat the threat.
I don't know.
But I feel as though, I think it was Tokyo. So that's three good things. I don't know. I'm kind of excited for it. I mean, I'm okay with Godzilla overall.
I mean, after the disgrace of Pacific Rim, I'm glad to see a giant monster movie that looks this good.
You're high. So. Pacific Rim was fantastic.
Terrible movie.
After the disgrace of the last Godzilla with Matthew Broderick.
Well, if you add that with Pacific Rim, you're really lowering
Pacific
the bar.
Pacific Rim was fantastic.
Terrible
Pacific
movie.
Rim was a great movie. You're high. All right.
I'm high.
And Jupiter Ascending, I did not see.
I think I'm the only one here who actually saw that trailer. So it kind of looks
a Scientology movie.
It looks like a Mila Kunis out of water. Is it a Scientologist movie?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. Okay. What's his name? Magic Mike.
Yeah.
And he's rescuing Mila Kunis, who is somebody who doesn't know who she
is.
Or...
Is Tom Cruise in this one?
No.
Too? Oh, okay.
No. All right. What's his name?
I thought Tom Cruise was in this one.
Channing Tatum.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis.
Right. Yeah, Mila Kunis always looks sort of out of place in
she's like it kind of looks like one of those things like she doesn't know who she is and Channing Tatum has to rescue her. And
although
why are you rescuing me and you're important?
I didn't hate her in Book of Eli.
No,
she was okay in Book of Eli.
She just doesn't
fit in the sci-fi stuff.
Have you seen her in something you didn't like her in? Besides American Psycho 2, did you see her in something that you didn't like her in?
No, there isn't.
But was she in Black Swan?
Yeah.
I didn't like Black Swan.
But she was good in it.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I don't like Black Swan. But I'm not going to blame her.
She's in one of the funniest romantic comedies ever, Scapegoat.
That's not a romantic comedy.
No, I was deferring to you for the answer.
Friends with Benefits.
That's it.
Okay. So there you go. So there's our trailers for the week. Any others?
I'm sure there were.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Nothing I can think of.
All right,
there were innumerable spots for the Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah, I refuse to watch any more trailers for that film at this point.
Oh,
they're not different.
I lied.
What?
There was a trailer for Sherlock.
There was also a trailer for Doctor Who Christmas Special. So
what?
Yeah, that came out today.
Did not see that. Don't want to.
I know you don't want.
Just
to.
Just gonna
That's
wait
why
for
I didn't
it
send
to
you
come
the
out.
Link.
I appreciate that. But yeah, the Sherlock Series 3 trailer came out. And
I cannot wait for that.
It looks like they're going with real time because it says 2 years have passed. And
right.
I think they haven't released for 2 years, right?
Has it been
right?
2 years?
I feel like it's been 2 years.
Let me ask you this, though. Do we have a U.S. official release date for it yet?
No,
January. It's like
January
the beginning
14th or 14th something
for the UK.
BBC.
The UK is January 1st.
Oh, it's the first.
New Year's Day is the first episode.
Yeah. Online, if you have that kind of resource,
right?
I will be watching it on BBC iPlayer legally, kind of,
more or less, sort of,
on January 3rd.
Really?
By the time I wake up,
hold on, legally,
Really? It's legally-ish.
You didn't convince iPlayer that you were in the UK to make it work?
He said kinda.
Kinda. I am using their website where they get royalties from people.
There you go.
And that's how I'm doing it. What's great about BBC, no ads.
There you go.
I'm using the illegal downloading method that allows me to watch Downtown Abbey.
Downtown Abbey is the updated make
6 months before it airs in the US.
Now let me ask you this. Are they doing like one in January, one in March, one in, how are they doing? Because it's only three episodes again, I'm assuming, right?
I think the spread is something like
It's something
that.
Like every couple, one every couple. Yeah. Well, first
it's like
of all,
3 months.
For those of you who have never watched Sherlock before, the episodes really are mini movies, right? They run an hour,
yeah,
hour
they're
and
like
half,
an hour and a half, 2 hours sometimes.
So it really is, it's a little bit more than like a 40-minute
right.
Right, it's going to be worth the wait, yeah. But you will wait a lot.
You will wait a lot.
Okay. I don't know how long it's going to be in
but
between.
But they film extraordinarily quickly, which is why it's allowed to continue.
Well, I figure since
both of them are busy as hell.
I figure since Doctor Who isn't set to come back until sometime in the summer, they got to kill at least a little bit of time between January and the summer. So.
Well, they have a bunch of shows, sir.
Sure. Orphan Black will be in there somewhere. Downton Abbey will be in there somewhere.
Downton Abbey, no.
Orphan Black is BBC America.
It is BBC America.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a Canadian show, isn't it?
Or it is
just Canadian produced.
It's Canadian produced, I believe, but I think BBC America funded.
What about Call the Midwife?
I've never watched Call the Midwife. I don't even know what that is.
It got canceled, didn't it?
Heard of it until you just said
Call
it.
Call the Midwife?
Yeah, I think it got canceled.
No, it didn't.
Something got canceled.
It wasn't called.
I don't know what it is. So I can't really comment on it.
Something that you told me you would have watched it was canceled. I can't.
Well, I did watch Call the Midwife, so it couldn't have been that.
Mm. Let's talk about the other big news.
Let's do it.
Since last week. X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Was it officially
announced?
It was officially announced. May 27th, 2016 is the official release date.
I thought that Bryan Singer tweeted hashtag X-Men Apocalypse or some shit.
And within an hour or so, it was officially announced, and then a release date was given like the next day.
But we don't know what it's about yet.
Apocalypse.
Just Apocalypse.
It's called Apocalypse.
Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what happens here.
But hold on.
It's a sequel to First Class.
Right.
Not to Days of Future Past.
Right.
James McAvoy will be returning as Professor Xavier.
Uh-huh.
Bryan Singer will be returning to direct.
Okay.
That's what we know so far.
Okay.
And the release date, May 27th, 2016.
So it's Age of Apocalypse.
It is not Age of Apocalypse.
It's called Apocalypse.
I'm just joking.
All right, here's what...
Based on the story arc.
Here's what happens. First of all, did they say it was not a sequel to Age of Apocalypse?
Days of Future Past.
They're saying it is a sequel to First Class.
What we're going to watch in 3 months?
Days of Future Past, I think, is more of a bridging of the two.
And then
I think what they're saying is
they're going to make sequels to the new timeline from Days of Future Past. And what they're saying is this is the sequel to the First Class timeline, which is also going to be
that's
correct.
That is dumb because they could easily spin Apocalypse out of a tiny screw up. In Days of Future Past.
Right, except but they're not going to be able to bring
it. Work.
They
so
want to
well.
Make. I think they want to have.
Interested in that young class of,
yeah, I
of
think,
X-characters.
I think you're going to see two different X-Men series again.
You might.
I think you're going to see the cast from Days of Future Past in the future. They'll have like X-Men 4 and 5,
right.
If you will. And you're going to see First Class sequels in that universe. And that's
who's going
to
replace Jennifer Lawrence?
Look, this is all very...
She'll be in it.
No, they're not going to afford her anymore.
This is all still very new. So
or they'll kill Mystique.
You know,
Bet you at the end of Days of Future Past, they're going to set up Apocalypse and it's going to spin out of that movie. I'm willing to bet.
Quite possibly.
I'm willing to bet Scapegoat's soul on it, what's left.
Quite possibly.
Well, you're not going to win or lose anything with that one.
Well, there you go. He's
already
exactly.
sold it.
Yeah, exactly. We got Faust hanging in the hallway.
That's
right
why
now.
I can bet it because I have nothing to lose.
Let's talk a little bit
about
Gotham. Which is that Fox show?
Yeah,
that's supposed to take place.
Agents of Gotham,
in
right?
Gotham, yeah, Agents of Gotham.
Yeah, except more serious and not
and hopefully
and
not as
meh.
Abysmal as S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's
is
not
getting.
Abysmal. It's just
yeah.
It took
abysmal.
Another
abysmal.
Now, first of all, I'm still enjoying it.
Listen,
that being said, I still think it's kind of crummy. And it took another ratings bath last night.
Oh, a huge bath.
Yeah, it's not
going to get canceled.
It is not doing well.
It's not good.
No, it is not.
Abysmal,
it's heading into Joss Whedon land.
Abysmal
is much more
from.
Of a train wreck. I understand.
Yeah.
It's not
It's
quite
just
a train wreck.
Well.
No, because, again, let's say it again. This they is didn't not deliver the sold, on what they promised. That's it. This is not the show they sold everybody that it was going to be. This is like Marvel's The X-Files. Like, yeah. No one cares.
You know, they're going to bring, I bet you they bring Joss Whedon in at the end of the season, and the end of the season is absolutely amazing, and it gets canceled. I bet you that's what happens.
Hasn't it already been picked up for a season two?
I don't know.
I thought it already got a season two. It may have been,
but with the kind of ratings it's getting now, they can always pull out, you know? They always have clauses where...
Of course,
if something of course. Whatchacallit had a season two.
What?
Not True Calling. What was the other one?
True Calling wasn't terrible. Just throwing it out
there. Heroes?
No, Dollhouse. Dollhouse got picked up.
And yep. Dollhouse season two was much better than Dollhouse season one. Yeah, it
was.
One.
And but the end of canceled. Season two was yeah. awesome. But
this,
and
they knew the show was canceled two episodes into the second season. So.
But that's my thing that I'm relating S.H.I.E.L.D. to is that was a show that finally got good and canceled.
Finally got good. And then we'll see you later.
Yeah, so
and meanwhile, Heroes went on for what, four seasons?
Oh, God.
Did it go four? I thought it was only three.
I know, it went longer. I think it's four or five. What a yeah, it was. Piece that was of a, shit. That absolutely, was. It was.
That show was the biggest piece of garbage.
Yep.
Amazing first season and just,
I want to say,
gigantically bad after.
Yeah. I'm still liking Almost Human. It's pretty good.
You know what? I like
There hasn't been a new episode, has there?
That meh episode. Was meh, yeah. But it was good though.
Right,
I liked yeah. it. I did like it.
I'm really excited for Hannibal to come back.
Yes,
I am going to catch up on Walking Dead because there's a break for right. a while, so I'll have time. And I am way closer to the present for Arrow.
Nice, excellent. So Arrow, the mid season finale is this evening.
Arrow got written up again in Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah,
it's pretty damn good.
And last week was the introduction of Grant.
I'm just joking.
That's not anything
the
new.
Flash. Well, they Barry hinted Allen, at it, the Flash.
They hinted at it in episode one of season two, which is, I'm in episode six, I think, now.
Okay.
And there's are they only calling eight. Black Canary the Canary?
They're just calling her the Canary. For
because clearly she's not Black Canary.
And they don't like colors on that show, I think.
Yeah. That's Arrow, Canary.
Yeah.
But you know, because she's not Black Canary. She's Canary.
She's Canary. Yeah. I still think that Laura will.
That's what I'm saying. She's going to be the Black Canary.
The other thing I'm going to say, the only thing that a part of Arrow that's kind of annoying to me, and this isn't a spoiler for you, but in every single episode, they make reference casually on the news in the background, on a radio in the background, is the new particle accelerator.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that they're getting ready to turn.
They do that in
every episode.
Right, they do it in episode one to set up Flash.
So clearly that's how.
And they have Scar Labs.
Yeah.
They introduced Amanda Waller, your favorite character.
But anyway, some shit goes down in this week's episode.
It's got some cool stuff. And you know, I'm honestly really happy all the island flashbacks end up being boat flashbacks.
Yes, yes.
But it's a good change of pace. I like the way they do it. And I just finished the episode where they're in Russia.
And more Solomon Grundy teases.
I like Summer Glau.
Yeah, she's good.
What point do they start flashing back, but it's to season one?
Well,
5 years from now.
We're getting closer to that, I think. I think the flashbacks are starting to, they're going to start merging a lot sooner, which is good because the flashback gimmick is only going to go.
I think you're going to see the end of this season.
Well, it has, it's got to involve, and this isn't a spoiler for you because it's got to involve eventually Slade leaving the island as well. And then making an appearance on the show. That's where I think
it bridges.
How
do they turn Slade into the villain, though?
You'll get there.
Okay.
You'll get there.
All right. I just didn't know because I'm on episode six. There's only eight currently.
He's still not really the villain.
But you'll see how he gets there.
They're getting there.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Also, is Shadow or whatever her name is she an actual character?
Not only is she an actual character, but
in the DC universe, I mean.
She was introduced in one of the best Green Arrow stories ever written, which is the Longbow Hunters. And she's not quite as prevalent in the DC universe as she is on the show, but I suspect that they will eventually figure out a way to bring her
into comic continuity.
Because they just introduced Diggle in the comic book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So he's crossing over from the show.
That's interesting.
To the
thing. I like her character. That was the point.
Yes. I like her character. Awesome. It's a good character. You know, I've got a couple of other things, but I feel like the second half of the show is pretty heavy, and we've got a voicemail.
I just want to tell me about Gotham, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. So they're casting a young Bruce Wayne for the show, which I'm not really okay with.
For what purpose?
Well,
because if you had a show called Gotham and there was no Wayne in it, it would have no base.
See, I almost think the show would be
better.
Okay, there's a couple ways I can go with this. I think the show would be really strong is if you had Wayne Enterprises and it was Mommy and Daddy Wayne.
Yeah,
I agree. Bruce was kind of there, but not in the
Thomas
picture.
Thomas Wayne.
Too far back.
And then Gotham ends, season one ends, maybe with the parents dying and young Bruce is kind of there. And that's how Jim makes his next step as part of Gotham PD.
Oh, you're on first name basis with what? The commissioner.
Well, he's still just Jim. He's not the commissioner on the show yet.
Detective.
He's just detective. So
is he just detective? He's not even Lieutenant Gordon.
No. I believe he's just there. This is like Gordon year one. That's exactly what it is.
That is what it is.
Exactly what.
But
it
wait,
is.
So what? How young are we talking? Are we talking like 8 to 12?
From what I gather, it seems like it's right around the right age for his parents to bite it.
Well, that's I agree with you. I think
10. So that's like 8 to 10.
I think the beginning of the season finale, not the end scene, because everyone knows that. The beginning of the season finale should be his parents getting
killed. Have to be his parents getting killed,
and
right?
I don't want to see him for a long time.
All right. I hope that they're casting him now for the later part of this season.
Well, my guess is if they're smart and they do it better than Marvel is currently doing it.
Right.
End of season two or end of season three leads into a Batman movie.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Or a Batman show or something. But
no.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that they'll do a movie because this is going to be separate from the movie universe.
Do they say that?
One is Fox and one is Warner Brothers.
Boom.
I don't see the two of them getting together and, you know, making sweet love.
Arrow separate universe?
Well, Arrow is CW, Arrow and which Gotham? Is Warner Brothers. No, Arrow and Gotham are separate universes because Arrow is CW
you gotta
and Gotham
be
is
fucking
Fox.
Kidding me.
Hooray! Yeah.
No. But you mean it's airing on the Fox network.
And being developed by Fox. Okay. So, I don't see a marriage between the two studios to bring the universes together.
That's bullshit.
I don't see that.
That sucks.
So, yeah.
Bringing Ben Affleck to TV.
But maybe we'll see Fantastic Four.
Which is also Fox.
That's what I'm saying.
I think with that, we could probably take our first break.
Sure.
Yeah, is that all okay right with you guys?
Yeah.
And with that, OG, we'll take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 3.
11.
The Desolation of Scapegoat.
Correct.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Grand Theft Auto V is giving us a reason to return to San Andreas. No, sadly, it's not the announcement of the next generation version. Rockstar are beta testing their user-created mission tools for GTA Online. Also coming this spring, online heists. You know that part of GTA Online that everyone was expecting out of GTA Online? Well, pulling heists with your friends is finally coming. Also in the pipeline, more single-player story missions. All of this sounds fantastic, although it might be a little bit more fantastic if it was on my new PlayStation 4. Tomb Raider, the definitive collection, is the same game that was released a mere 9 months ago, and now it's coming to the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. That's such a short period of time, you'd think it was a Capcom game. Upgraded to 30 frames per second at 720p to 60 frames per second at 1080p. If you haven't played this contender for Game of the Year, you'll thank yourself for being a lazy sack of shit, because oh my science, is it a great game. Or maybe you get to look forward to this fantastic game all over again, which will be released on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, on January 28th, 2014. Also cashing in on the next-gen release extravaganza is Rayman Legends, being announced for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on February 25th. Just like Tomb Raider, you can rent this game tonight from a Redbox, or wait to play a slightly nicer version. Gran Turismo 6 is out now for the PlayStation 3, the extremely simulated race car simulator. Just like Call of Duty or Madden Football, you pretty much know if you're gonna buy Gran Turismo 6 or not. It's out now, so go buy it, or don't. Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes is slated for a March 18th release. $20 if you buy it on Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3, and $30 if you buy it on Xbox One or PlayStation 4. But no matter how you look at it, you're basically paying a lot of money for a demo for Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. We'll see if it's worth the inflated price closer to release. The Elder Scrolls Online has a release date of April 4th, another game thrown into that mid-March, early April pile. I swear, if one game steps up to release in February, they'll get a sales boost from the new console owners after this very long releaseless winter. Elder Scrolls Online, or ESO as people will probably call it, will be released on PC, PS4, and Xbox One on April 4th. Destiny has a release date of September 9th, 2014. Hold your breath. Speaking of holding your breath, Telltale, the people behind the Great Walking Dead series, is making a Game of Thrones point-and-click adventure, but you're going to have to wait until 2014. What you won't have to wait long for is Telltale's Walking Dead Season 2, which begins December 18th. And remember to play on the same platform as you did Season 1, because all that shit carries over. GTX, which probably stands for Video Game Extreme, which is fucking nauseating, was broadcast to the internet. And oh boy, was it a clusterfuck. I'm not even gonna waste the time here. Do like I should have done, and just watch the videos on GameTrailers.com. And finally, I've been playing LEGO Marvel Super Heroes. There's no news behind that, I just wanted to let everyone know. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Hey guys, this is Nick. I just wanted to call to talk about the Muppets Thanksgiving special featuring Lady Gaga and just say that as great as my Thanksgiving was, this just made it horrendously terrible. It was great having friends, family, and watching football, but this thing just made me cry. It was the worst way to end the day. It was nice seeing Waldorf and Statler have their moments in the show, but outside of that, there wasn't much hope to this. This was just horrendous. I don't know exactly how the ratings were on this. I can't imagine they were good by any stretch of the imagination. But it made me cry because it just – the Muppets, you know, we grew up on the Muppets, and it just hurt my soul. That's all I have to say. Take care. Bye.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 311, The Desolation of Scapegoat. Of course, during that wonderful
– Scapegoat.
Break. We had a new Game Stuff this week by Coke Logic. Of course, thank you to Coke Logic for continuing to do those. Always a good listen. And we also had a voicemail.
Boom!
We also had a voicemail there during the break.
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy's upset.
I didn't even know that happened.
That's what's the funniest thing about it is he's so upset about something that I never even heard was happening. So... I'm kind of glad I missed it. Now. Yeah.
I only knew it happened because I saw other people bitching about how bad it was.
Oh, really?
Online.
Like The Sound of Music?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
So here's the problem with the Muppets. Licensing is a problem with the Muppets. Right? The last movie was really good. And the trailer for Most Wanted, the next movie, looks really good. But when they do, like a couple years ago, they did that Muppets Wizard of Oz, which was another fucking train wreck. I mean, just terrible.
Right.
So these specials are just.
So stick to the movies. Stay away from the specials.
Was Pepe in this one?
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't watch it either. I only know about it. Oh. But it is. I will say that it is available on the Netflix. So you can check it out on Netflix.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how good or bad it was other than everybody I know that watched it said it was terrible.
Well, it's very sad that the young caller had to experience that on a Thanksgiving, a family holiday. That nothing wrecks a family holiday more than a lousy special.
And Lady Gaga.
Star Wars holiday special.
Lady Kaka. Yes, I do remember the Star Wars holiday special.
Why? That was great.
No, sure. It wasn't in any way.
It was great.
Actually, George Lucas disowned it.
Yeah, it's
great. If
and
you're
he
nine.
Endorsed certain other things that are also terrible.
It's great 20, 30 years, like 20 years later, whatever it is, when you can look back on it and be like, wow.
Is that 78?
Wow,
79?
This really happened.
I think it was 78.
I thought it was 80.
It had to be before.
What was the Wookiee celebration?
Life Day. It had to be before. You know, the only reason I know that is because of Star Wars Galaxy. Because
Star Wars Galaxy was a big event, remember?
That's right. And it was celebrated right around Christmas time.
That was white Boba Fett too, wasn't it?
No, that was animated Boba Fett.
Wasn't he all in white though?
No,
oh, he was.
No.
Oh, that's right.
Differently
no, right.
colored.
Differently
but
colored,
not, but
not white.
But not white. Yeah, I think it was 78.
Well,
it
was after the first movie, right?
It had to be before
Empire. So it had to be 78 or 79, right in there.
Oh yeah, 79. It was right? 79.
So
featuring Bea Arthur singing.
So Nick, we're sorry.
Yeah, very
we
sorry.
All had to endure, although not me because I didn't watch it.
Although we,
but I might.
Although we didn't endure the Muppets, Scapegoat and I endured
the Carrie
sound
Underwood,
of, The Sound of Music.
Oh God,
yes,
it was horrendous.
The only good thing I hear that came out of that
was
is
Laura
that
Benanti
credits
is and that, Audra McDonald, and they're doing another one.
Is that they're going to do another live musical?
Oh
next
dear
year.
God!
I saw Time Magazine actually, the entertainment section did like the top nine they should do with casting choices.
Right.
All really good ideas.
I think all the acting criticisms aside, right?
There'd have to be some acting in order to have criticisms.
But, wait. What does that mean? All the writing aside. Well, let's talk about how great Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
One of the other things I think that may have been a mistake that they should consider for next time is I do think that they should have an audience as opposed to performing to an empty room.
It was a little dead. Yeah.
Well, because I think a lot of time with stage acting, even when you're terrible, some of what goes on, timing-wise and just performance-wise, is reacting to audience reaction, be it applause or heckling or whatever.
But I think the challenge
is there's going to be some asshole in that audience that's going to screw up a live event.
Yeah, but you do it live with a delay. It's not like there's never been live television before.
The challenge with that is that there were, I think, four separate sets. So you'd have to have the audience on a track, or you'd have to have a different audience in every room. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't one stage that they kept redressing. There are completely separate sets that are down different hallway. I just happen to know the behind the scenes of this, that are in a huge like airplane hangar. So you'd have to have the audience run to the next scene. So I don't know how that would work.
Run, audience.
But unless they planned it.
So how do they get from scene to scene during the
GE Circle of Progress?
They ran.
They ran. Okay.
They ran, and then the door opened up into the church for some reason.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, that was trippy.
You know what though? They could
build it differently.
They could
absolutely
build a set.
So great.
They could build a set much closer to an actual
absolutely
elaborate Broadway set.
No, you're 100% right. That's
she's leaving the Von Trapp mansion. She opens the door and walks into the Abbey. But if they had shot it from the reverse angle of her walking in, it might have even worked.
Might have worked.
But they just—it's like a beautiful mansion wall with a door, and she walks, and there's the Abbey. It's like drippy.
I would be much happier with an elaborate Broadway set.
I agree.
Filmed right with normal Broadway transition. Go black for a second. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah,
the audience can handle it.
Black in public, but television, national television.
Again, Audra McDonald, Laura Benanti, the guy who played, I can't remember.
What's his name from True Blood?
Bill Moyer.
Yeah, how was he?
Stephen Moyer.
How was he?
Sorry.
Not that great.
Not that I heard.
Very fast. He's acting for film, and he was like rushing to the end of the scene,
making sure
he didn't fuck up his lines.
Right.
No, what he was rushing for was he realized how bad it was and wanted to get the fuck out of it.
He was topping out.
Yeah, it's just really not. Nah,
all right, fair enough.
Just not good.
And even
like the camera guys who had so long to rehearse, they were not in focus. They missed their mark multiple times.
Yep.
The lighting is just all
they had the bunch of kids and the littlest girl.
No, she didn't.
Clearly looked like,
which is
ethnic.
And you know, it's
disagree.
I want to say PBS has done it in the past where they've actually filmed live Broadway shows.
I believe
and they look great.
Yeah,
they
they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think they wanted to make it a bigger production because they didn't know how successful it would be.
Right.
So they got a headline person.
Right.
But like, if it were me, I would do, I don't know what the next one they do is.
Right.
But there are plenty of actors and actresses who are really famous who can actually sing.
Sure. Well,
for example, everyone on that cast said they'd rather have Anne Hathaway.
Right.
Wouldn't you rather have seen that with Anne Hathaway?
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm saying. And
there are people. There are people that comfortably bridge that gap too. People who are really well known on Broadway, but are well known enough on television and film.
Yeah.
Where like Kristen Chenoweth, for example, right? I mean, put her in the leading role
and in Idina Menzel, and just do Wicked.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and be
exactly,
done with it.
Right. Yeah. But that's my, you know. So there are people.
What
that
were the?
You
what were the?
But they have to choose something that isn't on Broadway.
That's
otherwise,
what
it'll draw away from.
What
Broadway.
Was the? What were the top choices in that?
I'll pull it up as you talk about something.
I don't know that they would. It would. I don't know that it would really draw from Broadway, to be quite honest with you, because let's be honest, people in the Midwest that are watching this are not watching this as opposed to going to Wicked on Broadway.
No, but
that's not happening.
No, but I think.
I think it makes a lot more sense to do classics,
of course,
than it does to do something that's but current. I don't expect them to do Book of Mormon
again. Someone like Idina Menzel could do something,
yeah,
that would work, right?
Totally.
She's well known for a lot of different things, film and and stage. So
right. And Glee.
There are well, that's film, right?
Yeah,
TV. But
this,
anyway,
this is from Time. The first one is The Wiz.
Okay.
Oh, that would be awesome.
With Jennifer Hudson as Dorothy,
okay.
Beyonce as Glinda, and Taye Diggs as the Wizard, with RuPaul for the Cowardly Lion.
To me, that's pretty good casting.
Yeah,
I like Taye Diggs. Pretty good casting. Too.
Right?
Diggs is, yeah.
Guys and Dolls have Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Channing Tatum because they want to make a film version. Anna Kendrick would be Sarah Brown, and Lea Michele would make a mean Adelaide.
Okay.
So everything I've read, Damn Yankees with Neil Patrick Harris, Scarlett Johansson, and Drake. As Joe Boyd.
I don't know. Like, the
you're
problem.
You're talking my language.
I don't know. You're talking my language.
Is,
I don't know.
Oklahoma with Hugh Jackman.
Duh. You've done it before.
Yeah. Amy Adams as Laurie. Jane Lynch as Aunt Eller.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Bye Bye Birdie. Selena Gomez. Just Let It Happen.
No.
Nick Jonas. I hate it.
No. Just go.
Okay.
Let's move
Music
back.
Man. I hate that show, by the way, with Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried.
Perfect. But you know what? That perfect, might not be man. Terrible.
No,
that
I would
might
see
be okay.
That.
I'd see that.
There's an Oliver one, but I disagree with it.
Whoa, who?
Oliver with Rico Rodriguez.
I don't even know who
that
is.
To give it some light. The guy from Modern Family, Manny from Modern Family.
The little kid?
Yeah. Okay.
Steve Buscemi.
As?
Fagin?
As Fagin?
Fagin.
Okay. Adele as Nancy.
So far, I like it, except for the kid.
I was going to say, I could see Steve Buscemi as Fagin.
Adele as Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, who as Bill Sykes.
And as a joke, they would use all the kids of One Direction as the pickpocket crew. South Pacific with Hugh Jackman. And Connie,
they're gonna make this
Connie,
happen.
Yeah, Connie Britton as Nellie.
Here's a good example. How do you not somehow work Neil Patrick Harris into this?
Yeah,
right. I mean, between How I Met Your Mother, the Tony Awards, and everything else he's fucking done,
right.
He knows how to sing. Yeah. He knows how to act and dance.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know.
Put Neil Patrick Harris and Hugh Jackman in something. There's got to be something.
Yeah, yeah.
The producers.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
There you do it.
So anyway.
There you do it.
All right, let's move on with the show.
Let's do it. We had a musical theater segment.
There's a first for everything.
You're welcome. Show is geek
so
of everything.
Gay.
We're eclectic.
So, yes. So let's do books.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Five. What are you mouthing?
Oh, yeah. No, he's right. He produced there.
I produced right there.
We're going to keep all this in because it was my fuck up. Suburbanvinyl.com.
Suburbanvinyl.
Oh, don't forget to check out the awesome Suburban Vinyl. I'm really upset that I didn't get to go to that show last week, and I heard that it was really cool. But, of course, Suburbanvinyl.com in lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
Yes. Waldwick.
Fantastic shop.
Good wind chill.
Check them out online, of course. Suburbanvinyl.com, where there is a coupon code.
Yes, it's Big Kev.
And that will get you
10% off your entire order.
That is correct. And they have some fantastic product. They just got in the Dead Kozik bust, which was a Kickstarter project that Kevin Goslin participated in. They have their exclusive green. I think it's limited to 50 pieces, $200 for those. We're actually going to have a red one of those on the show soonish to talk about and review.
Oh, that's cool.
So we'll talk about that soon. Of course, they have the new Android Series 4. Is available in their shop right now. I actually have one of those in studio tonight.
Oh.
Because it's the Scott Tolleson piece.
Are we going to talk about
cute.
That in product?
So, well, yeah, we'll talk about it here a little bit and maybe there again.
That's cute.
But, yeah, so check out suburbanvinyl.com. Some awesome product.
I'm hungry.
And In-N-Out Burger is the inspiration, I believe, for that.
Oh, yeah?
Really? So, yeah.
Does it have the chilies?
It does not have the chilies.
If you ever go to In-N-Out Burger, if anyone is on the West Coast, order it with chilies.
I believe it's In-N-Out Burger. But
it looks like
yeah,
a Big
so,
Mac.
So check out suburbanvinyl.com.
All right.
A fantastic sponsor of the show. They do have some more upcoming events. We'll talk about those soon.
Nice.
And you know, be sure to check out all of their exclusives. They do have a bunch of shop exclusives, much like the Dead Kozik bus. That's just one of many. So so check them out. And with that, now we can move in to comic books.
Hold on.
Do you want to go first? Sir, I really have one book.
What
it's
do
not
you got?
Really a comic book. This was actually given to me by a lovely listener of the show. It is the Steampunk Gazette, Volume 1. And this is put out by, I don't even know, Barons. It's $24.99. It's a nice hardcover book. Covers a lot of a little bit of everything.
Oh, I think I've
in the steampunk world. As a matter of fact, I believe, if I am not mistaken, although I haven't read through the whole thing yet, but I think Doc A has some stuff in here.
Oh.
For those of you familiar with some steampunk music, there's some stuff in here about Abney Park.
Wait, there's steampunk music?
Equip yourself to travel in space and time. Check that out. Modified Vader helmet's pretty cool. So yeah, there's some really awesome stuff in here. Check this out. Again, it's called the Steampunk Gazette, Volume 1 by Barons. And $24.99, I'll get you the hardcover. But yeah, it's a big book too. I'm just trying to get a page count on it, but it's kind
of
classified.
A lot of pages.
Yeah. I just saw Doc A in the classified section. So it's about 250 pages or so.
It comes with its own quill, so you can add your own.
It does. Yes. Yeah, steampunk music.
And a typewriter. No, I did not know that was a thing. Isn't that called klezmer?
What?
Klezmer.
Yeah.
What is klezmer?
Probably steampunk. It's like accordion and.
Oh, okay. Yeah, look, any kind of movement like that has some sort of...
But, like, what is steampunk music sound like?
Well, Abney Park is kind of like... Abney Park is weird. I would classify their music as sort of like industrial.
Abney?
Abney. A-B-N-E-Y. But the themes are steampunk. You know what I mean? Like, airship pirates and shit like that.
Okay, so they talk about steampunk stuff.
But, like, but there's also stuff like... Who was that one band? Do you remember we saw that awesome steampunk band at the Steampunk World's Fair?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember their name.
And they was got like their CD. That was like somewhere. A 30-piece band. Yeah. It was like accordions and all sorts of crazy instruments.
Yep.
That was weird. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's odd.
Very strange.
I don't know that it's true to like 20th, 19th century, but there's some good stuff. I like Abney Park. I like some of their songs.
What are you doing?
So check out the Steampunk Gazette Volume 1.
Oh.
I was gonna listen to Abney Park on the show, but realized we can't do that.
No, we cannot do that on the show. I mean, we probably could, but we'd risk getting in trouble.
We should just seek permission from
pulling back the curtain.
Yeah.
A lot of other podcasts I hear are getting cease and desist and fine letters from from Getty Images.
Really? You're allowed to use Getty Images.
I think you have to. Maybe if it's not properly credited, or I don't know how that works.
We're crediting, right?
I've seen like three shows in the past week or two. So anyway.
We'll be fine.
So anyway. So let's move on with comic books.
Come find us. Yeah.
Not that
comic
hard.
Books. Batman number 26, the latest from Snyder and Capullo. I'm not really sure. I'm about three issues behind, so I don't know what's going on in this book, but it's very strange. I don't know who this character is, but it looks really good.
What I mean?
On the back, you have some absolutely terrible marketing for Arrow. Do they have a male only audience? So they're trying to attract female viewers. He just has his shirt off.
It's Diggle on the show.
Oh.
The biggest enemy to Arrow is the marketing team.
It's terrible.
They're marketing just to women. I don't understand it. And the show is so good and well written and well acted.
Yeah, it's well done. I don't get why
every poster has to be.
A shirtless man.
Well,
a shirtless female one, then they'll get the male audience back.
Well, they don't.
Then they'll get a bunch of hate mail from the female
viewers. All
they
need to do is just put out any advertisement with the three or four girls on the show, and it would do well.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, from a marketing standpoint. Put them all in there. Laurel, Katie Lotz, Summer Glau, put them all in there. But anyway, continue.
The next one is Batman Lil Gotham, number 9. Number 9, Dustin Nguyen. Right. Uh-huh. And this one features the Gray Ghost. You remember the Gray Ghost, sir?
Yes, but very vaguely.
It's the one of the inspirations for a young animated Bruce Wayne's transformation into Batman from the animated series.
I know this is a bit off from Little Gotham, but something about Dustin Nguyen's work. I read Harley Quinn.
It's a great
Zero.
Yeah.
Have you read that yet?
Big no, guy, I haven't read it.
So it's kind of like Deadpoolish, in that she's addressing the audience and the artist the whole time. Like the entire issue, she's making fun of the people drawing her, and it's like 13 different artists or whatever throughout the issue. It's actually kind of clever. I don't know how it's going to spin into the rest of the series, but
it sounds terrible.
Well, but
issue zero doesn't matter.
It's just kind of setting it up as a single issue. It's kind of funny. It actually was pretty enjoyable. Cool. So check it out. But anyway, sorry.
On the other end of the enjoyment spectrum, it's Captain America number 14.
by Remender.
Still enjoying that one?
Rick Remender. Carlos Pacheco is doing the art honors, which is odd. And Mariano Taibo also working on the issue. The art isn't terrible. It isn't what you would call great, and the story is kind of meh. But it does bring this feller back.
Who is?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Are they showing his hands? You don't know.
Oh, is it the Mandarin?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
I think it's.
I guess I should have guessed based on how he looked.
Right.
I wasn't sure.
So because
he
kind of
looks
out.
Like a matador. To me.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Right. He looks more matador than Mandarin.
Yeah, he did.
They're close.
Not he. The book. I think since he's come back into this universe from the alternate universe he was in for a while there with John Romita Jr. drawing it, I think the book has kind of taken a sag again.
Okay.
Which is too bad because it really was. I thought it was really terrific in the alternate universe. Trades to check out. Abe Sapien, Volume 3.
I might almost check that out.
From Dark Horse?
Almost.
Well, Abe Sapien? I was always a fan of Abe Sapien.
Uh-huh.
Just the character. So I might be interested in those series.
Dark and Terrible and the New Race of Man. I think is what this collects. I'm going to double check. This collects... collects Abe Sapien 1 through 5. So there you go. Definitely check it out. This universe, the Hellboy universe, is awesome. Both stories in here by Mike Mignola. And the art, the first one by Sebastian Finumura and the other one by Max Fiumara. So the Fiumara brothers, I suppose, are working the art on both of these books with with Mike Mignola and Scott Alley writing Dark and Terrible, and Mignola and Arcudi writing The New Race of Man. So definitely check that out if you like this universe. The usual sketchy, booky kind of stuff in the back, which is really great.
Lovely.
Check that out. And lastly, this week in books, this is The Sixth Gun, Sons of the Gun.
Right.
Which I think was a spinoff series.
Yes. I have most of these, but I have yet to read them.
What, the trades?
Yes, but not that I don't want to read them. I just haven't
had the time.
Time, yeah.
This one is actually, yeah, this is the spinoff book, I think, that shows other people who have been involved with the gun in the past. Same writing team and artist team, so you're going to enjoy it from Oni Press. The Sixth Gun series is really, really terrific. If you haven't checked it out, you ought.
Lovely.
That's all we got in books.
All right.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Product. So I want to blow through our stuff kind of quick.
To go through.
Because then I want to get to Scapegoat.
Right.
Because I've been waiting on bated breath.
Have you really?
Since last week to know what's going on. So I've got like 7 things for product this week.
All right.
So why don't you go first?
All right. Mine is simple. It's the latest in the Pop Heroes from Funko, the bobblehead people. This one is, but this isn't a bobblehead. This is just kind of part of their pop vinyl
right.
people series. This is the Joker, but it's from the classic TV series Batman. So it's the Cesar Romero Joker.
With the painted over mustache?
And actually they have the painted over mustache in now, there.
And it's sculpted on really, and then painted white? Is that how that's
That's worked? Exactly it.
That's
it's
awesome.
Sculpted on and painted over. With that classic purple, awful purple suit and gloves, green shirt, and black bolo-ish necktie.
That's awesome.
They also have Batman and Robin from the series and Catwoman as well. Looks to me like either the Julie Newmar or Meredith, what's her name? The other one. Okay. Not Eartha Kitt.
Not Eartha Kitt.
Catwoman, right.
Right.
So check those out from Pop. They're not that bad. They're about 10, 11 bucks. They're really cute. They're really great. I've seen a whole collection of these together in one place
nice.
And they really look nice. And they are announcing new licenses practically every week, this company.
Okay.
I mean, they are doing everything. So, check those. And undoubtedly there will be a Pop Hero that you will enjoy. So
I've got
check
several
it out.
In my collection.
Uh-huh. You can go to Funko.com, Funko.com.
Lovely. All right, I got a couple of things here as well. First up is this Sunday, December 15th, October Toys is releasing the next two colorways in the OTMF. October Toys minifigures. So this is the third zombie Faden, because there was the flesh and the black from Kickstarter. This is the gold zombie Faden figure.
Oh.
And then there's the new red Deadbeat. I don't know the name of
the radish.
Yeah, the radish. There's a radish red baby Deadbeat. I don't know if that's what it's actually called. But yeah, these are coming out this Sunday. Of course, we got a little preview of them here in studio. But be sure to check out OctoberToys.com on Sunday to grab these. And of course, check out the message boards to participate in the Series 5 submissions.
Yes.
If you want to try to get your figure or design made for Series 5, now is your chance to do that. So go over to the October Toys message boards. Doc A is still putting out new badges. He actually just released one maybe about 2 weeks ago. I don't remember the name of this one, unfortunately, but this is the latest in the new series. There's normally three or four designs, colors of a specific design.
Badges.
So be sure to check out Doc A stuff. He also has a new solo show coming up, I think, somewhere, you know, across the pond in York.
Of course.
But if you go to spookypop.com, that's his website, you can check out all the goings on with Doc A. And I know Bruce listens to the show, so, you know.
Our friend Bruce. Right.
So
his alter ego.
So support him, because he's a listener and we like to support our listeners. Another friend of the show has a piece coming out on December 27th. Dickie Page.
What?
Has his Geek Walk coming out. Have you seen this? The little hipster Ewok with the glasses?
I don't think I've seen
this. This is going to be limited to 20 pieces. Each piece is, 50 pieces. No, it's 20 pieces, 50 pieces. 20 pieces, sorry. Each one will be 32 pounds plus shipping, which is like 52 bucks, I think. These are sculpted, cast in resin, hand-painted, numbered on a base, are about 3 inches high, but they're really fucking cool. They come in a custom header card. Of course, if you're looking in the photo gallery or you're watching the show right now with the video feed, you'll be seeing images of those. But check out
There's a video Dickie feed? Page. Where are the cameras?
On the YouTube if you're watching it on your phone, it's kind of like a video, sort of.
Yes.
Check
what
out.
What happened to Dickie
Umi Toys?
They used to call it the Enhanced Podcast.
The Enhanced Podcast. Yes. I think that's technically what it's still called.
What happened to Dickie Page's Jawa?
He did him and he hasn't done him again. It was a limited run.
Told me he was going to give me one.
Also, one other thing, and I really wished I had it in studio tonight, but I think I'll have it next week. The next two of the Masketeer Army
pieces.
So one of them we'll have in studio hopefully next week.
Nice.
It shipped and I just don't have it yet. The third one, and the second one was an exclusive to the artist, Bob Dobb.
Right.
So hopefully we'll have that Bob one next Dab. Week. The third piece, which is called Devil Lock, I think is back to 3D retro. And we'll hopefully have that in a couple weeks as well
nice.
To discuss. But
that series is crazy.
So look forward. I believe there's going to be four total in the series. He may decide to go further. But there's four planned at least to start things.
Totally
off,
should so. Go further.
So so check out those for next week. And with
it's like
that,
it's like the Warriors of Disneyland.
I know they're fucking great. They really are fantastic pieces. Yes.
So I have something for
product.
Yes,
you have something,
which I never really do. But for product, I have something that I wish were here because I don't actually have it. This is the Xbox One Day One Edition.
So you still don't have
it. Let me get you the flavor text on the back. Go fuck yourself, Microsoft. That's right. What the flavor text on
no,
the back of my Xbox.
No, that would be what Microsoft was saying to you. Go fuck yourself, purchaser.
Yeah, yes. Probably. So what is the story? I'm glad you asked. The first thing is I want to say if anyone wants to ever give me a good retail experience ever, I would be more than honored.
Right.
Anybody who works at any store on the planet, if I walk in, please just be nice. Just once.
That's
one
it.
Good experience.
I hear you.
All right. So in July,
right.
Xbox One Day One. Would have used our Amazon link, but it was sold out
right.
from what I remember.
Fair enough.
So, because definitely use the Amazon link on BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
That
helps us out, helps the show. Why not? Right? Yeah, good stuff. So, order from Best Buy, because I got gift cards from the last time they fucked up my order.
Right.
And I saved the cart, which it says will save your order.
Right.
Come back the next day with the gift cards. They've canceled my order.
Right.
Now you can't buy it anymore. So the only place that has it that will not charge me like shipping and handling of $40 is the Microsoft store. So I said, oh, God. And I placed the order. November
here it comes.
So November 22nd's release.
Right.
On November 19th, I get a thing saying your order's processing. Please make sure your payment information is correct. I say, awesome. On November 20th,
right,
it still hasn't shipped. So I call up the online store.
And when is day one?
That would be the 22nd.
22nd.
So I call on the 20th, and I get, let me be very clear. I don't care where you answer my call from.
Right.
But I'm going to do, this is what happened.
Right.
So I call up and they go, thank you for calling Michael.
Racist!
Thank you for calling Michael Stuff Store Support. I may help you. So
His name was Steve. Let me guess.
Yeah.
I know my name is Steve.
Yeah, her name was Steve. She didn't know which side to pick. So basically they tell me that, yeah, it'll definitely go there by Friday. They said, oh, hold on. And there's an issue with your payment. And I'm like, okay, I guess that whatever. I'll just look at PayPal, because I was using PayPal because I believed that Microsoft was going to screw me. And I want, you know, just in case. Right. So they say, yeah, if you get it squared away, we promise you it'll arrive on Friday. Thursday, it still hadn't shipped, so I called back, and they said, there's a problem with your payment. I said, that's great. I called back saying, how are you going to get it to my house tomorrow?
Right.
Are you going to airdrop it? Like, how is that possible? Is there a blimp or a Zeppelin, perhaps?
Yeah. Amazon
that
drone.
Will fly over my an Amazon drone. That thing looks ridiculous, by the way. So, so they were pretty much like, well, yeah, we'll do, you're right. It'll get it next week. I'm like, that's not
tomorrow.
What did I order? Just curious.
Yeah.
Xbox One. Okay, what's the day one? Okay, when is day one? That is tomorrow, November 27th. Yeah. Great. So it's not going to show up day one.
Right.
Even though it's called that. I think that's the reason. Now, I want to be clear. Is
it day one edition? Was it like a special something?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Day one etched in the...
It was in a collector's edition black box. It comes with an achievement, a controller. Not a big deal, but if it's the same price, why not?
Why not? You know what I mean?
So that's basically what the deal was. I just want to be clear. I'm very nice to these people on the phone.
Sure.
But I'm recounting the story with frustration.
Right.
You're getting
what
happened.
All right, so let me pause you for a second.
Of course.
Because I have to know.
Yeah.
Was there a problem with your PayPal payment?
No.
Okay.
Now, on my end, money has come out of my account.
Right.
PayPal has charged me.
Right.
And the money got refunded. Even when, I'll spoiler this for you, when they looked it up later, the money was taken and then refunded. It didn't say canceled. It didn't say, it didn't say, you know, like rejected.
So Microsoft had to initiate a refund.
Microsoft kept saying that there was a problem with payment and to call my bank. So on this day,
the problem was they returned it.
They kept saying like, there's a problem with the bank. You must go to the bank. I'm like, so let me be clear. You can't give me any more information. And I get it. You don't really work for Microsoft.
Right.
I don't want you to have my credit card information. You don't really work for Microsoft. You can't help me at all. So you're leaving me on my own with my own headache, telling me it's going to show up next week, which I don't know if you know this, but in America, there's a thing called Thanksgiving, which means I probably won't get it till the week after. What are you going to do for me? Yes, sir. No. What are you going to do to help me out? You promised me 2 days in a row this would show up. You're leaving me on my own to handle a bullshit disaster where the money's already out of my account twice.
I'm pretty positive.
What are you going to do?
This is the same guy that told me that we were using too much of our limited space.
Is that what it is?
For hosting. But anyway.
How web outsources to India?
Too much
of our unlimited space.
So basically they're like, yes, sir. I'm like, no, so what are you going to do to help me out? Is it a month of live? Is it a game? Is it a redemption?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm like, I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. You didn't follow through. You're leaving me alone to handle a mess, which I can't fix, but I'm going to try.
Right.
What are you going to do? Yes, sir. I'm like, I don't have time for this. Please give me a reference number because I called them before.
Right.
Give me just another goddamn case number and I'll call back and politely ask to speak to a supervisor. Okay, sir. Have a good day. That's it. So fine. I'm assuming everything's okay, right? So Saturday, I call up the online store, the Microsoft store online, 2 hour hold.
Oh.
So I'm just like, fuck this. Yeah. So I decide, you know what? Let me use a different card.
Right.
So I go on, change the billing information to my debit card, hit OK, error processing request. Call up this 1-800 number. Call up the 1-800 number. It is Microsoft support. The only department that makes sense is Xbox billing.
Right.
So I get a lovely gentleman in their Texas call center from Xbox billing. I believe his name was like Carlton or some shit.
Right. Steve. Nice.
Steve. Yeah. Steve again. Carlton. And he's like, thank you for calling Xbox support. What can I help you with? I should clarify. If you call Xbox billing support, there's an hour and 30 minute wait time.
Oh,
if you go on the website and submit a support ticket, they call you in 5 minutes.
Nice.
So for future reference, anybody's,
that's
submit
how you
a ticket first. So he calls me back. I tell him the situation. He's like, I do understand why you're feeling that way. I would feel the same way too. But just so you know, we don't really handle that. We're if you needed help resetting your gamertag password, for example, I could help you. Yeah. But, you know, I don't really have a way. That's the Microsoft store. I'm like, totally understood. Thought that was what was going to happen. I just want you guys to know you're sending hundreds of people to the wrong place.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. I understand why you're frustrated. No, I'm honestly not frustrated. I just want you guys to know you're directing hundreds of people to the wrong place. They're going to get pissed. I'm just trying to help you out, man.
Right.
So that's the end of the story. The next day I wake up and I have an email. One says, hey, we're going to charge you for live. I know it's unrelated, but it's kind of a dick move. You know, hey, we're going to charge you. Yeah. Microsoft's going to bill you even though they can't bill you. How is our service, which I can't wait to fill out. And hey, congratulations, your order has been canceled.
Right. So.
So let's be clear. I'm trying to update my payment information. You left me alone with a headache. You did nothing for me. You gave me two cases. You got misinformation, called the wrong place, and now you're telling me I can't order it. Now, of course, I can't do it on the website.
Right.
Because it's a limited edition. You can't do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore.
So what happens next? I'm glad you asked that question. What happens next is I call back.
Right.
I'll speed up. Don't worry.
No.
So
go.
I call back the Microsoft store and I tell them exactly what's going on. And I get the Mexico call center this time. And she is very, I'm not going to imitate her. Yeah. I was very nice to her. She was very nice. And she's like,
sure.
You have two cases that it looks like that weren't escalated. I don't know why. I'm like, neither do I. Do you want to escalate them? And she says, okay, I will escalate them for you, sir. There you go. Yeah. You're welcome. So she escalates the cases. She gives me a new case number, say only call about this case number. I say, great, whatever. And that's the end of her story. She's like, we have a second tier team. They'll look into it. They'll get back to you within 3 days.
Right.
And I said, great. I just want to be very, very clear. I don't want them to do anything without contacting me. They said, of course, we'll email you. We'll call you. Right. Can we call you? When can we call you? Okay, great. Email me. Definitely. Nothing will happen until you look. Yes, of course. Now, why did I say that? Hopefully no one from Microsoft is listening to this podcast. On Thursday night, when this whole thing was getting fucked up, I knew it was going to be fucked up. Right. I just had a feeling in my bones.
Sure.
You know? So my friends at GameStop, who at least for me are great.
Right.
That
wretched bitch at the GameStop that we both shop
who
at.
Who is absolutely amazing to me, Witch. Is great, right. And I have no problems with her whatsoever. Okay. I just want to be clear and on the record, I have no problems with her.
Fair enough.
But anyway, now. So I asked, did they have any? They said no. I was leaving.
Right.
And they're like, actually, yes, one just canceled. So I got one that night.
Nice.
I was there till 11 anyway.
Right.
So I pick it up and I say, hey, if
day one edition.
Regular.
Oh, and sorry, they say, regular edition.
And I say, hey, if they ship me the day one, I told them the problem.
Right.
If they ship me day one, I'm going to come return this. I won't open it. If you guys get day one, I'll exchange it.
Right.
And then fuck Microsoft.
Right.
So that Sunday, I ended up getting a day one edition from GameStop. They helped me out, sitting in my basement. Great. Microsoft doesn't know this, though.
Right. Of course not.
So they can't take my money. They're fucked up. So I call. They escalate the case. They say, I'll get back to you. I'm like, okay, whatever. 3 days. 3 days pass. I call back. They say, no, we're still working on it. Here's another fucking case number.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, great. Tuesday night.
Yeah.
A week ago Tuesday night, I get a message from PayPal saying you've just been charged $534.99 from the Microsoft Corporation.
We were out to dinner.
We were out to dinner. And I get a message. I say, what the fuck is this?
Right.
So I call back the online store. I tell them the first issue, which he looks at. And I ask to speak to a supervisor, which they won't let you do, by the way.
Right.
They will not. Because that's like how they get graded, apparently.
Right.
If you get transferred to a supervisor, it's bad.
It's an F.
So they're like chilling in the chat room, speaking to the supervisor, like, oh, what do we do? So she was actually very nice as well. So she worked out I said, I have two issues now. The first one where you fucked me over the entire time, which you said you look into 3 days. It's been longer than that. I've got no response. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
She's like, well, let me re-escalate the escalated, whatever. And she's like, let me take notes. So I'm redictating.
At this point, it's in
again.
Heaven. It's been escalated.
Right.
So
exactly. Exactly. That'd be nice. Maybe just like that. It doesn't exist.
Right.
So, and then I'm like, the other problem is you just took $500 out of my account without my authorization.
Right.
She's like, oh. I can understand 500 is not a little bit of money. I'm like, that's correct.
That's a lot of money.
So where is it coming from? So she looks into it and she's like, I don't have a record of that transaction. So I said, okay, someone charged me money for a day one edition. I didn't authorize. Where is it? She's like, well, you have two options. I can either escalate this case as well, or you can just dispute the charge with your bank. That's it.
Except that when you dispute it with your bank, there's no guarantee that you get the money right away, right?
That is correct. There's no money that I get the money and I have to pay the bank to dispute the charge.
Right.
So no. And if I dispute the charge and then they want to actually charge me for something, the bank's going to decline it because I disputed the charge.
Correct.
So it's bullshit. I'm left hanging out in the open and they're like, that's just going to be the case. We'll re-escalate it. I assure you we'll get back to you in 3 days.
Right.
That was a week ago. I just want to be very clear on that.
Okay.
Nothing happened. Nothing has happened.
So you're still off the
$500. They still have money. Now, this went through my PayPal.
Right.
So I called PayPal and said, how long do I have to dispute a charge? Because I told him the story. You're screwing me. They have an Omaha call center. Guy's very nice. You know, like, what's going on? And I told him, and he's like, you have 45 days. So I'm fine. I'm not worried about the money. PayPal will get my money back.
Okay.
But I'm not going to dispute it until they fix it.
Right.
So I went to a Microsoft Store retail location.
Okay.
They exist, people. They're out there.
I did not know this. But
they
you
exist.
May have think you stumbled into like a Twilight Zone version of an Apple store.
Just with no people in it. Right. So I called the Microsoft store first and I said, can you guys deal with web order issues? And they said, yes. And I'm like, are you sure? Because let me explain to you what I'm going through. And they're like, yes. I call back again. They said like, well, kind of maybe let's look into it.
Yeah.
So I walk in. I talked to the manager.
He looked.
They were all very nice.
Yeah.
The manager. This was today. Manager looks at it. He's like, "Yeah, I don't have a record of you being charged. You know what happens sometimes?" And he makes up some bullshit about credit card transactions that right. isn't true. And he's like, "Well, I have a day one edition sitting back there. If you want it, I'll like hold it for you if you want to pay for it or whatever." I'm like, "Well, I want you to give me on Cyber Monday." This was my solution to all of them. There was a bundle for 600 something bucks with two games,
right?
An extra controller, a year of Live, their extended warranty. I want that. For the price that you charged me without my, I want right. you to give me that bundle for the $534. So I told him this. He called his market director. The market director said no, which I get because at the store level, if it's not their fault, they're eating $200.
Sure.
So he gave me a $50 gift card for the Xbox right. store. He gave me 3 free months of Xbox Live, and he held the day one edition in case I wanted it.
Right.
That's it. At the same time, I tweeted because I was like, no support's helping me. Yeah. Fuck this. I'm going to Twitter, right? So I tweet Xbox.
This was last week.
Yeah. I tweet Xbox and I tweet Xbox support.
Right.
Xbox support's like, hey, what's going on? They're super responsive.
Right.
Hey, what's going on? What can we help you with? I'm like, here, this is what it is. They're like, oh, that sucks. I don't know. We're not really going to be able to help you though. Talk to these guys. Like, I don't know what to do. Keep us in the loop. Let's make sure it gets resolved. Again, Xbox support period. Awesome. I dealt with them as well.
Right.
So I tweet Xbox proper and Xbox tweets me saying you should tweet Microsoft Store. And because they mentioned Microsoft Store, now Microsoft Store has to respond. So I tweet Microsoft Store, no one responds. I want to be clear, Xbox support responded every fucking hour.
Right.
Microsoft Store takes like 3 days.
Right.
They tweet back, they say, so let's be clear, your order was canceled, right? No. And on Twitter, to try to explain something politely in 140 characters,
you can't do
fucking
it.
Impossible.
Right.
So finally kept going. I waited. I gave up. I tweeted them again saying, hey, still waiting, guys. And they're like, fine, we'll direct message you. Now they gave me a specific special secret email address to email it to another level of escalation. Right. So God now.
Right,
To look into the case. Okay. That's where I'm at.
So you're
absolutely nothing.
At the pearly gates.
So 3 weeks later, three weeks after this horseshit,
right.
They took money out of my account. They fucked with my order. No one can help me at all. Xbox support, you're great. I just want to shout you out. And that's it. They don't really give a shit. I tried calling customer relations at one point. It does not exist. Microsoft does not have a customer support team. It doesn't exist. I called the help desk and asked for it. They transferred me to Windows 8 activation support.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking useless.
So
Microsoft Store and Microsoft call centers, I hate you with a burning passion.
Okay.
Xbox support guys, you're awesome.
Okay.
Thank you for helping me out.
All right.
Maybe next week
you can give us your opinion on the two consoles.
It's just a mess. It's just a mess.
Yikes.
I'm just letting you guys know that if you're going to order something online from the Microsoft, do not do it. Just don't do it.
Just.
Also, avoid Best Buy at all costs. That's a whole other story.
That
Best Buy story, way funnier, believe me. Right now, I'm just frustrated. So I had to get it out there. You asked. Let you know.
I helped with the Best Buy story.
You did help with the Best Buy story. That's a good one. But the point is, I needed to vent. Thank you guys for listening. If anyone wants to send me stuff, you know, make me feel better.
Sure.
You're welcome to.
Do you have a comment? Did you have a problem ordering your Xbox? Do you have a problem with Microsoft in any way, shape, or form? Why don't you give us a call on the GVM line?
425-920-6050.
And leave us message there, and you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
You can also
like that guy in the middle.
You can tweet at me.
Oh, yes.
Scapegoat GS.
Well,
And now I'm actually fucking using Twitter because how much I'm yelling at the Microsoft.
So now that you said that, it's good that you said that because in case you didn't notice a couple seconds ago, the wrap up or what used to be the wrap up music has kicked in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really let's get into this portion of the show.
Yeah. Thanks for bearing with me.
Funny.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com where we have all of our episodes. Not so much anymore. We have the last 100 episodes or so.
If you want the others, let us know. We'll get them.
Until we get unlimited storage, we'll figure that out. Also, I'm hoping that with this week's episode, those of you who choose to listen to the MP3 version of the show should notice a significant improvement in the quality. I don't know how that's going to translate to that shit-ass fuckhole player that we use, but if you just download it and play it in Media Player or QuickTime or something, should be much better.
Or if you want to donate a year subscription to SoundCloud.
There you go.
You can tweet at us.
No. You know, you said that.
You can email
geekstuffog@gmail.com. Yeah. Or you could use that PayPal button that we have on the site and actually donate to the show.
There you go.
We would love that. It is the holidays.
Yeah.
What better way to spend the holidays than buying your old pals at Geek Stuff?
Exactly.
You are getting ahead of yourself. The Begathon isn't for like 2 more months.
Listen, we've already missed this year's Begathon. So I'm playing a little bit of catch up.
Yeah.
I'm pre-gaming the actual Begathon.
There you go.
We're doing a little bit of everything.
Can we get February?
Can we get Alec Baldwin on the show?
We could try.
I know that when NPR needs to do a Begathon, somehow Alec... Do that again?
Here's the thing.
It's not bad.
We're
going to record a spot and say it's Alec Baldwin. I got this in the bag.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin.
Don't forget, of course, you can check us out over at Facebook at facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. At BK Geek Stuff on Twitter, at Geek Stuff OG, and of course,
Scapegoat GS.
At Angry Scapegoat.
Angry Scapegoat. That should be the title. I'm breathing fire the entire dot. Now we found out why we call it the Desolation.
It should be the Desolation of Microsoft. Yeah. Really what it should be.
Microsoft.
Scapegoat. Jenny.
So with that, of
course, send me a box of chocolates.
All being said.
Yep, yep.
OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we bring all episodes to a close, by saying good night, Eleanor Parker, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music. Food's lube.